Sonoma County is poised to be at the center of the cannabis industry as the state prepares for recreational marijuana use. As more states make moves to legalize its use, the federal government is still holding back. Sonoma State University is preparing to train students and help businesses get ready. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Dr. Robert Eiler, Dean of SSU's School of Extended and International Education. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good. So you've already made a little bit of a foray having a few cannabis seminars being held there at SSU. How have they been received?
Very well. The original one we did in March was on the medical side of cannabis and really more like medical science. And the second one we did look at sort of the number of industries that act as services potentially to the cannabis business as it evolves after January 1st. So we're trying to straddle between the medical side and the services side, and we are restricted from doing anything on the cultivation, distribution, and retail side, almost like an entrepreneurship set of courses. We cannot do those yet based on the Schedule 1 standing of cannabis with the federal government.
I'm just assuming that your weed classes are really popular. I'm just kidding about that, of course. But
yeah, so
you know,
in fact, we don't have anything you can call a weed class.
But I mean, I can't think of a better place than Sonoma State because of what goes on in the community to hold seminars on marijuana and cannabis and the topics that are going to come up and face our state for the next future forever.
Yeah, one of the things that we've been considering ever since Prop 64 passed was what we can do as academics in a place that has a sort of a regional monopoly on state education at the collegiate level and really be seen as the centerpiece potentially for global education and research around this topic. Humboldt State actually has a research center on the social sciences side, but we think we can carve a place out for sure.
Now, what is your vision for a cannabis program at SSU? Because it is going to be evolving and changing, especially as more states make it legal and, you know, who knows what's going to happen at the federal level.
Absolutely. So under the supposition that it either goes off Schedule 1 or becomes nationalized in terms of something analogous to what's going to happen in California, the vision is to have something similar to our wine business program here, but really spread it out between the medical side, the recreational side, and perhaps somewhat on the biology of cultivation and compliance side of the industry. So really kind of a 360-degree view of the industry where we're going to have sort of an intellectual playground evolving right in front of our eyes here in a 100-mile radius.
And it makes sense that there's sort of a university atmosphere to this because I've talked to so many people who are thinking about jumping into the cannabis and marijuana related businesses, but they don't know if they can get loans. They don't know how they're going to, if the government's Jeff Sessions is going to come in and shut them down. So it's great that you guys are sort of being on the forefront and talking about some of these issues that are really essentially the wild, wild west of issues right now.
Sure. And I think a lot of this really in our mind is to tee up how things are going to evolve and be in the front of the line rather than reacting. We're trying to be more proactive, even though there's still a lot of things that need to change or that are likely to change. So on the loan side, because banks and credit unions are unlikely to overtly loan to such businesses anytime soon in California, one of the things we're doing in the October 6th seminar we have coming up here is focusing on the financial side and what, in a sense, innovative ways you need to think about in financing a new venture.
Now, you're having to be pretty careful about this because,
yeah,
you know, you're a state university, so you have to be very careful about this. How are you finding resources and bringing in maybe experts to help you out, but still be very careful about what your curriculum is?
So, since we don't have what you can think of as an overt curriculum, we're doing things on what you call the non-credit side, or like, you know, what you can think of as continuing or professional education mm-hmm. side. But what we're doing, and we're finding that there's professionals who want to get out there for two reasons. One is I think they're very passionate about educating people on both the health benefits and also the possibilities of being a more legitimate business once January 1st comes along. And the second is that they're trying to drum up and advertise themselves as leading experts for business once the floodgates open. So we haven't really had much trouble in bringing in experts on these issues just yet.
I'm out, Michelle. I got no more marijuana.
That's
I think, yeah.
Okay. You smoked it out. All right. Well, we do appreciate it. It's very fascinating. And the next seminar is coming up early October?
Yeah, on October 6th.
Is there still room in that one?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's Noma Mountain Village. There's room. Please go to our website at noma.edu/cannabis, and you'll find it there.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much.
Okay, that's Dr. Robert Eiler, Dean of SSU School of Extended and International Education. It will be fascinating to see where this goes and how it develops, but interesting to see that SSU wants to be at the forefront and really help us navigate these new waters.